Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Dalet. We're on Tzadik Dalet, about 15 lines down, where it says, Amalei Rav Mordechai L'Rav Ashi. Amalei Rav Mordechai L'Rav Ashi, V'amrulei Rav Acha L'Rav Ashi, Toshma. Let's try to bring a raya, whether or not an Eid Echad is believed to Matir or Yivama to a Shuk. Remember yesterday we didn't resolve that question. Remember? That's the question. Ein ha'isha ne'emenes lomer meis yivmi she'enase. A woman is not believed to say, my yivama died, my husband's brother died, and therefore I can marry whoever I want. We said yesterday that a woman is believed to say, my husband died. But she's not believed to say, my husband's brother died, and therefore there's no relatives, and therefore I can marry whoever I want. She's not believed. What are the parameters of that? It's not for now. We'll get to that in a month from now. Okay? It's later in the Masechtas, in Kuf Yud Ches. But she's not believed. Okay? V'lo Mesa Achosi, also, she's not believed to say that my sister died, and therefore I can marry this guy. He was married to my sister. She died, and therefore now I can marry me. She's not believed. Now,
But we also learned before that a woman doesn't make herself. Why would you say if it's not true? If she knows that she's going to mess
so
up.
So I told you, I didn't look the Gemara up over there. I don't know the reason. I don't know why. She's believed to say that her husband died, but she's not believed to say that her sister died, and therefore she can marry this guy. What do I think? Because the difference is, when you say your husband died, you can marry anybody. But when you say my sister died, therefore I can marry him, it's different. But then it doesn't make sense, because you're not allowed to say, she can't say my brother-in-law died. She's not supposed to say that either. Then she can marry anyone she wants. I don't know the parameters. But the point is, she's not believed. Ha'ed echad mehemnin. But one aid would be believed. That's our question. Right? Ul tamech, and according to... No, right? That's our question. Our question is, can one aid be believed to say that there are two ways a woman could not have yibum? Either there's no brothers, right, or her husband died before the son. Right. Those are either two ways. So is the aid believed to say that? We don't have a raya. Now we have a raya. She's not believed, but one aid would be believed.
And we also say that she's still, with one aid, she's responsible to go find out.
Fine, but do we believe him? The answer is yes. One aid walks in and says, but not only did your husband die, but all his brothers also died. We believe one aid to say that? The answer is yes. Her we wouldn't believe to say that. But everyone else, but one aid we would.
She's only damn.
I know, but.
It's kind of tough to.
I know, but we've explained because of Aguna issues.
Yeah.
Who's going to allow it? You better be right.
Right.
Ultai Mech, and according to you, 1 second, Eimer Sefer, what about the Sefer? It says, Ein ha'ish ne'man lomar, meis achai, she'yav mezishto. A man's not believed to say, my brother died. Therefore, I can do even now on his wife. I have my eye on her for many years. Man's not believed to say that. V'lo mesa ishti, and that my wife didn't die, she'esa esachosi. And now I can marry her sister. Had my eye on her also for many years. Not believed to say either of that. And 1 second. Hu nihi d'lo mehemnin. He's not believed with this man. Ha eid echad mehemnin. But one aid would be believed. So 1 second. Bishloma gabi isha. I understand by a woman, Mishumi Guna Ikilu Be Rabbanan. Right? We don't want her to be stuck. Elagabi Ish, Maikalamera. What do you mean a man's not believed? A man's not believed, but one is believed. Who cares about the man? He can marry whoever he wants. Right? Ella rather, Ki Itzrich, Lurbi Akiva Itzrich. This whole thing is needed for Rabbi Akiva. And we must do this Rashi of Ella. It's up way up where we are. It's like the third or fourth skinny line. Where the lines are skinny. It says, Ella, lo tidduk minei ha'ed echad behemnin. Now don't make that diuk. She's not believed to say her yivama died, but an eid echad would be believed. Now that's the wrong diuk to make. Don't make that diuk, says Rashi. Which the Gemara really says it. Dehi gufa itzrich la'ashmi'inan delo mehemnin. Really? She's not believed. Right? She's not believed to say, my husband died, my brother's brother died, all that. She's not believed. Uvaliban derbi akiva itzrich. And it's all necessary for Rabbi Akiva. The saga that the Hall of Rabbi Akiva, Yesh Mamzer Miyavam Lashuk, that you can have a Mamzer from Yavam Lashuk, right? Why? Because it's a lav, right? Chaisha akil kula. We're choshesh for what Marcel said for the kilkel. V'chi amr meis yivmi. And if she says my yivama died, tinase. Let's believe her. After all, she's taking all the risk. Kamash Milan, we don't believe her. Dulama Hemna, Mishum Zimna and Desanyale, because sometimes she can't stand the guy, so she wants him to be dead, because she doesn't want to fall to Yibam. Ah, he's dead. Right? In other words, when one aide comes and says, when she comes and says he died, woman comes and says, my husband died. So I think Rashi or Tosa says, we don't assume people hate their husband. Even though it's true sometimes. But we don't assume that. So when she comes and says, my husband died, what's she doing? She's going to cackle herself and run into some serious problems. She's not going to do that. But when she comes and says, my husband's brother died, she hates his guts.
Right. So scared for those, really.
Well, it's an Avera.
It's an
Avera, yeah. Not only that, it'll produce a Mamzer. So I would have thought, right, it'll produce a mamzer. If she marries someone else, and not her husband's brother,
right,
not an Ibum, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't hold this. According to Rabbi Akiva, it produces a mamzer.
Right.
So we might have thought, well, we're going to believe her. Because what's the difference, according to Rabbi Akiva, between saying my husband died, and saying this guy died? They're both from Zerum. So I would have thought that we're not going to, well, we will believe her. Why not? Comes along, no. Because she hates him so much. That she's not gonna be rational.
Well, I'll think it's the opposite. Because she could say, I don't want you with this guy, I want Chalitza.
It's not up to her.
What do you mean it's not up to her?
It's not up to her.
It's up to him.
It's up to him. He'll say, I've been waiting for her all these years. I'm not giving her Chalitza. Right? So, right? So, Tzavet Adachamina Ha'avam Rekiva. Yesh Ramzim Chai Ve'lavin. There's a Mamzim from Chai Ve'lavin. Ema, I would think, Chaish Al-Kulkulu Dezarei. That we're going to be afraid she's never going to say something. She's never going to say something to ruin her children. Kamash Malan, Vidaika, and she'll be very, very careful to make sure she's got the right story. Kamash Malan. No, we don't. Therefore, what? We don't believe her. You want to read the parentheses? Akel kule didei chaisha, kule desari lo chaisha. Only for herself, but not chosh for the children. Okay.
She won't do it to the children. She doesn't mind doing it to herself. She doesn't want to do it to the children.
Exactly. She's not believed. Okay? So we haven't resolved our question. Rava Amar, Rava says, Eid Echa Neman Biyavama Mikal V'chomer. It's a Kal V'chomer. That what? That you believe in one aid to let her marry in the street. Do you believe one aid to say either the husband died before the son, so therefore there's no Yibam, or the brothers die, and therefore there's no Yibam? It's a Kal V'chomer. Why? What's a Kal V'chomer? Lesser kareis hitarta. For an Isser kareis, you let one aid come. For an Eishes Ish, one aid you believe.
Right.
One aid comes and says her husband died in the concentration camp, I was there. You believe that. So for the husband's brother died in the concentration camp, that you don't believe. Making sense. Right? Hitarta, lesser kareis hitarta. Lesser lav l'kolshkein. So for sure, the brother, telling a lav, right? We don't hold Rabbi Akiva. So Amalei Huber Abanu L'Rava. Well, he atzma tochiach. Well, she herself will disprove that. Why? Because if she walks in and says my husband died, we believe her. But if she walks in and says my husband's brother died, we don't believe her, right? Lesser kareis hitarta. Lesser lav lo hitarta. You believe her to say her husband died, but you don't believe her to say the husband's brother died. So we said there's a reason for that. She's not going to be able to calculate herself. But it could be she hates the brother so much that her judgment will be clouded.
Right?
Right? That could be. Right? One second. So the Gemara says, 1 second. How come we don't believe her? How come we don't believe her when she says, my husband's brother died? Because the Zimnin, the Kibbutz Zimnin, the Sanyolei, since she hates his guts, lo daiko minzaba. She's not going to be careful. She's not going to check it out. She's going to hear one epic something, my husband, oh, he died, excellent, fantastic. Right? She's going to run with that to Bezin. She's not so sure. She doesn't care. So Eid Echad Nami. So one Eid also. Kivin de Zimnin de Sanyale lo daiko mintzaba. Since one Eid comes and says, by the way, not only did your husband die, but his brother died also. The brother died also? That's great news. Right? So she's not going to check it out carefully. So maybe we shouldn't believe the aid. And that's how we end.
But we do.
I don't know if we do. But the way it ends, Rava says we don't. We believe the aid for the husband. We don't believe the aid for the brother. Why? Makes a lot of sense. Because when a husband dies, she's going to check it out. She doesn't want to be able to cuddle herself. When it comes to the brother, she could be, she hates his guts. She's not going to be so careful. Her judgment's going to be a little clouded. She's going to be too interested in believing it. Too interested in believing something, you might not do the due diligence that's required. Make sense? Okay, good. Zu darash Rabbi Nasya ben Charash. Du darash Rabbi Elazar ben Masya. What did he say? He said that let's say, what was the case over there? With the Kohen, right? What was the case?
Woman divorced from her legal husband is prohibited to a Kohen, but not a woman divorced from a man who is not her husband.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Right. What was the case?
I can read it.
No, when you see the case, it makes sense. Okay, here's what he said. What? If they told you like this, they said your husband died. They said your husband died. She got engaged to someone else. And before the wedding, the husband shows up. So the question is, can she go back to her husband? Yes. Well, Arison. The answer is yes.
Why not?
Exactly. What if the second husband? What if the first husband? What if the second husband gave her a get? And the first husband's a Kohen.
What? He did not give her a get.
Exactly, but he did.
Okay.
So does that get of any validity? So said Rabbi Lazar, Amar Yehuda Marav. I'm sorry. Zu Medrash Darsh Rabbi Lazar ben Charash. You only get a get from your husband. You don't get a get from someone who's not your husband. Since he wasn't a husband, I wasn't your husband. Because her husband never died, not even a get you need. That's what he said. Okay, you now make sense?
Yeah.
What you just read? Makes perfect sense.
Yes, I understand the case.
But?
No.
So it makes sense. You only get a get from a husband, you don't get a get from a non-husband. So I'm Ravuda Marav, Hayalei Rabbi Lazar, Lemedrash Bey Marganisa. He could have darshened a pearl, Vidarash Lechaspa, but instead he darshened some pottery. He had a much better thing to say with this pasuk. Why? My Marganisa, what's the better thing to say? Titania, Isha Megarusha, Isha Gerusha Meisha. A woman only gets a get from her husband. Afilu Lotus Garsha Ella Meisha. Let's say a man says to his wife, I'm giving you a get, and you're divorced from everybody except for some people. Like a funny get like that. Okay. So she's not really divorced, because a get has to be finalized. You can't have, you're divorced from me, but only from him, whatever, some crazy thing like that. So if he says that, Pesul Lekuhuna, she's still possible to marry a Kohen. Why? It's a little bit of a get. Right, v'hainu reyach haget hapsul v'kahuna. That's a reyach. It smells like a little bit of a get. That's pasuk to a Kohen. That's what I would have learned out from that pasuk. But instead, he learned out this idea. Okay. Good. Next mishnah. Mi shahalcha ishto l'medina siyam. Now here, the wife goes overseas. The wife goes overseas, and what happens while the wife goes overseas? The husband gets remarried. They heard the husband. They said the wife died. It's very different now. There's no disaster here, right?
Yeah, the punch was long.
Exactly. So Misha Halcha Ishto Limadina Sayam. Bov Amrulo Mesa Ishtacha. They came back and said your wife died, Nebuch. Vinasa Esachosa. And he married the sister. Viachakach Boz Isha Ishto. Then the wife returns. Muteres Lachzer. He's allowed to go back to her. To his first wife. Says Rashi. The first Rashi and the last Rashi on the page. The Kedusha Shnia ain't a klum. The second marriage is nothing. Sharei, he, kiznus. That was just Stan's nus. They weren't married. You can't marry two sisters.
What happens to
the
child?
Well, 1 second. V'amar b'gemara, osa shchiva osarta, v'ein shchiva tachosas. Okay, fine. So you're allowed to...
It's chayav misa because it's a zarayos.
What?
Stan's nus is a zarayos.
No, but it was a mistake.
Okay.
It was a shogi.
Oh, the Vlad is a mamzer.
Well, 1 second. V'achagach boz ishtu muteres lachzer lo. You're allowed to go back to your first husband. She can go back to his first wife. Not only that, umutar b'krovo shnia. You know when you marry somebody, so you usher to all their relatives?
Right.
He's mutter to all these relatives. Say the sister's mother.
Right. She came back.
This first wife came back. So wife number two now.
Right.
Wife number two now is going to go home.
He's got to go home.
Let's say he wants to marry wife number two's mother. He's allowed to. Normally you're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law.
Right.
The point is, she wasn't even a wife. She wasn't even a wife. You can marry all her relatives. Mutter b'krovos shnia. And not only that, ushnia mutaris b'krovav. This wife number two can marry his relatives.
Right.
It's like they were never married. What happened? A big mistake. Are there any consequences? Not really. The Yemesa Rishona, what if the first wife died? Mutter b'shnia. He can go and marry the second wife again.
What's a
kiddush? What? That's a funny thing, no?
What's a kiddush? Yeah, it's a funny thing, but what's a kiddush?
Okay, that's a kiddush. A kiddush is such a funny thing. The kiddush is still okay.
Yeah. Well, it could be okay.
Amrullah.
If wife died, why wouldn't it be okay for him to go back?
To back to the woman that he was married to, that for a little while, that he had to send home? That's a little bit of a wild thing.
Because if it was the man, it would be exactly the opposite. It wouldn't work.
Exactly.
That's why.
Okay.
Amrullah, Mesa Ishto. They said your wife died. Gzunt. Vinas Ezechosa. He marries the sister. The Achakach Amrullah Kiyamta Haisa. No. When you married this wife number two, your wife was alive. But Night Omesa, now she died. In other words, you got married in January. No, in January she was alive. January 2014, we said in January 2014 that your wife died. Now you married the sister. She was alive in January 2014. She really died in January 2017. And now it's February 2017. And during those 2 years, they had a bunch of kids. Right? So, Omesa, Havlad, Rishon Mamzer. The Achron a Mamzer. Any children born during that time is a Mamzer. But after that time, it's not a Mamzer because Shitaka died.
Right.
Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, a statement which doesn't make any sense, which the Gemara is going to spend the entire tomorrow trying to figure out what it means. Kosha posel ade acher and posel ade atzmo. Anytime you posel others, you posel yourself. Kosha ain posel ade acher, ain posel ade atzmo. If you don't posel others, you don't posel yourself. Okay, I might have been explaining that because tomorrow the Gemara is 20 cases of what that means. Okay? Till it settles on one. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Afagav the Azil. Okay, this is a crazy case. It's very hard. There are two brothers. No, take that back. There are two sisters. We'll call them Rachel and Leah. Okay? Rachel is married to Avraham. And Leah is married to Yitzchak. Avraham and Yitzchak are not related to each other. Two men. Two sisters married two guys. Right? Rachel and Leah married two guys. Avram and Yitzchak. Very important to get these names right. Avram's married to Rachel. Yitzchak's married to Leah. Rachel and Yitzchak go away together overseas on a business trip. Okay? You hear what's going on? One wife and the other husband go away. Then what happens? Now, what did the Mishnah say? If they say your wife died, and you marry the sister, and then your wife comes back. So tell the sister to go home.
Right.
That was a mice's nose, it was a mistake. And you can go back to your first wife. Right? So here, Afagav the Azal Ishto, your wife, Avraham, in our case, is the focused man. So who went? His wife, whose name is Rachel, Vigiso, and his brother-in-law, whose name is Yitzchak. They went to Medina Sayyam. Now what happened? Then someone said they both died. Okay? So what did he do? He married Leah, which is his wife's sister. Now let's look at it from Avram's perspective. Then what happens? Who shows up? Rachel shows up.
Yeah.
Yitzchak shows up. They both show up. Now, Leah is messed up. Why? Because Leah married a man and her husband showed up. So Leah has to leave both. Can Avram go back to his wife? The answer is yes. So our mission said that. Even though, says the Gemara, Afagaf, even though, the Azal Ishtu V'Gisa Mandina Tayyam, even though your brother, your wife, and your brother-in-law went overseas, Da'ahanuhani, not Nisuim, the Kamisasra, Ishis Giso Adigiso, even though, when the two of them come back, Leah cannot remarry her husband. She's usher to her to your brother-in-law. She's usher to her Avram's brother-in-law, meaning Leah is usher to her husband. Why is she usher to her husband? Because she married somebody in the meantime, right? And he showed up, right? Nevertheless, afilu hachi, nevertheless, eishes giso asira ishto sharia. You can marry your wife back. Avram can remarry Rachel, his wife, even though his wife, the one he's married to, Leah, she's stuck. She made a huge mistake. Same people, the same two people made a big mistake. The wife is destroyed, and the husband goes back to his old life. Right? You hear what's going on? So the Gemara picks a case where it's mom's the same people, the same couple. Right? So Leah's ruined. Leah can't marry either of them. And Avram goes back to his wife. No harm, no foul. That's it. Oh, it was a mistake.
Is it sisters? That's only because of...
Yeah, it's all because of sisters. Well, any time a woman, her husband dies, and gets married, and turns out it's not true, is ruined.
Right.
So Leah here is ruined. Avram, same thing happened. They heard his wife died. He married someone else. Happens to be married to my sister. Then they said it's not... Then shows up. Okay, go back to your wife. And we don't say when we talk Shenesra Ashes Giso Agiso, since Avraham ruins Leah's chances to go back to her husband, since Avraham did that, that to Asar Ishto Alav, he shouldn't be able to remarry his own wife, Rachel. We don't say that at all. You hear? Lema Masnis and Delok Rabbi Akiva. Say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Di Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, havile achos girushaso. This is just like achos girushaso. Why? The Tanya, kol arayas sheba Torah, ein tzrichin hamenu get. Any arayas, no one needs a get. You marry, you can go over to your mother and give her a ring. And say, and you're living together as husband and wife. And then some rabbi says, what are you, people crazy?
It's a non-starter.
It's a non-starter. So all arayas are non-starters. So none of them need a get, chutz except, me'eshes ish, Shanice's Alpi Besdin, except for Ashes Ish, that got married with permission from Besdin. How'd that happen? One aid. Rabbi Akiva Mosif Af Ashes Ach. Right? In other words, Af Ashes Ach, Af Ashes Ach, the Achosisha. Right? Ashes Ach or Achosisha. Right? What's Ashes Ach? Your wife's brother, and Achos Isha is your wife's sister. Your brother's wife or your wife's sister. So in this case, so let's see Rashi. You have to see the Rashi up on top there. It says Dr. Rashi of Rabbi Akiva Mosef. V'hashta Solka Daitach, Afilu Nesuos Achiv, Vishama Shemes, right? They heard that he died. V'yavma Uba Achiv, Boy Get. In other words, when the man's going to go get his wife back, he has to give a get to the other woman. So in our case, Avraham would have to give a get to Leah.
Otherwise, he'd be married to an Arab.
One second. But Tanakhama doesn't hold like this. Tanakhama says it was a mistake. Right? So it was a mistake. Says if he gives it, he has to give her a get. Once he has to give her a get, how can he go get Rachel back? It's the sister of someone he gave a get to. Not let him marry a sister of someone he gave a get to. Obviously, we don't hold it for Akiva. That's all we just said. Right? Now back into the Gemara. Kiva da Rabbi Akiva. Boy get. Since Rabbi Akiva holds, you need a get. So Mimela is start to Aleha. Mimela it's author. Right? Tavle Achos Kirushaso. So obviously, our mission didn't mention this at all.
Right.
Obviously, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So when Avram, in our case, marries Leah, then why? Because he thought Rachel and Yitzchak died. Then Rachel and Yitzchak show up. So what happens to Leah? Nothing. She will leave the house. She packs her bags and she leaves. Don't get. Right? Now, V'lavit mar Allah, didn't we learn about this? Amar of Gidl, Amar Rav Chiya, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. Hi, Eishes Ach, Heichidami. One second. What's an example of Eishes Ach? Kiva, Kigon, Shekidesh Achiv Esaisha. A man's brother is Mekadesh a woman. V'halach Lamadina Sayam. Right? a man's brother is Bekadosh a woman, then he goes over the thief, then Vishama Shemes Achiv, then they heard he died.
Well, that's here.
The one that went is died. So Amad Vinasa Ez Ishto, the Amad Vinasa Ez Ishto, and what happened? He got up and married his wife. He married the Yibum, right? The Amri Inchi, Hach Kama, Tanoi Havale Bekadushin, Vahai Shapir Nasiv. What happened was the problem is, 1 second. Okay, you know what? Let's stop here. We'll stop here because we're not that far behind, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll catch up. Hopefully, we'll be on time. We'll catch up tomorrow. To get this down now. We ran out of time. I'm sorry that we started so late. Hopefully, it won't happen tomorrow. And we'll pick up from here. Everyone have a very good day.
Here.